Today FM with Al Porter.
Now, we're going to catch up with Nanny Pat. If you don't know who she is, that is, of course, our favourite. She's our 84-year-old movie reviewer from Garana Brawler in Cork. Now, Nanny Pat has 6 kids, 20 grandkids and 29 great-grandkids, and we always send her along to the Regal Cinema in Blackpool where she gets to watch a movie. So this time she watched the Donald Gleeson film Goodbye, Christopher Robin. She took her great-granddaughter with her. What's funny is Nanny Pat told me that when I ring her today, she's such a celebrity now, right? You know, she said, "Oh, you can ring me today, bye, but I'm going. You can only ring me when I'm in the cab office because I'll be waiting on a car." And I'm just like, you know what? I enjoy the diva-ness of that. I enjoy it very much. Let's have a little bit of a clip of the movie, will we?
His name is Christopher Robin, but we generally call him Billy.
A toast. C.R. Mills.
C.R. Mills.
It helped us to believe in the good things.
Which one would you like?
This one.
Yeah, same height, please.
Go.
The fun things.
Who's your favourite?
I'd have to go for the little one.
Piglet.
It has to be Piglet.
Nanny Pat, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Al.
It's good to hear your voice. How was your weekend?
Huh?
How was your weekend?
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was at the hospital on Thursday, but I had myself so freaked up, you know, so frightened that everything went fine.
Ah, fantastic. Well. But yeah, you were worried, were you? But don't be worrying like that.
I was up all night.
Ah, no, you weren't, were you?
I was.
I know.
I was just frightened.
Yeah, but look, it was all grand.
Very good. And I'm ready for the next one now.
Well, look, come here. Well, hopefully you won't have to go back to the hospital for ages.
I most times go back the 8th of November.
Ah, that's not for a while. You're grand.
And the 6th of December. They're my 2 dates now.
Did you go to the cinema for me?
I did yesterday.
You went to see the Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
That's right, yeah. We saw the end first, and then he was kind of telling the story. We had Ellie with us, and she cried her eyes out. My God, the poor child. She's cried her eyes out. I said, that's only a picture, girl. God love her, she did. She cried her eyes out.
Ah, the poor thing. And was she upset for the whole film?
No. She was only that bit now.
Ah, she's obviously a sensitive little soul.
But I am too. I'm kind of, if I see a sad picture. But no, it wasn't that sad, only...
And what was it about? It's kind of like a Winnie the Pooh type thing, is it?
It was, yeah. It was all about that. Like his father was in the war and he was getting flashes back of the war. And my cab is outside the door now, Anne.
Sorry?
My cab is outside the
candidacy. Oh, you're in the Star cab place, aren't you?
I am. I'm inside the place.
Don't run into your cab just yet. I want to know, did you bring your Al's pal to the cinema, which is, well...
I did, yeah. And I got my photograph taken with him.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah, there you are now.
Where are you rushing off to in your cab? Where are you going to rush off to in your cab?
Up home. I'm going home now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you're going to put your feet up and chill out?
I am. I'm going to put my feet up now for the day.
Now, one thing I'm wondering is, did you have any cuddly toys when you were younger, Nanny Pat?
Oh, God, I did.
Did you?
I think we used to get hand-me-downs.
All right.
From one to the other.
Yeah, I hope little Ellie has recovered anyway from being upset at the movie.
I have.
All right. Look, Nanny Pat, I'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, girl. Bye. God bless you.
Bye. Nanny Pat rushing off to her cab there. A Star cab. And the right... I've never kept a mic up and heard them hang up on me before. I love Nanny Pat. A Star cab suits her. She is a star.
Today FM with Al Porter. FM.